This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me.
I'm sorry to the callers. I kind of hogged Bob Barr. And look, I know Bob Barr had some bad votes. He wasn't perfect. But he really did try to impeach. He went after the Republicans on missile secrets to China. And his last years in Congress, he got a lot better against the police state. And he's been really good since. But all I'm saying is, compared to what we've got now, he's a lot better. And look, I agree with him. Rand Paul has kind of receded in the race. Maybe if Cruz and Trump fall on their face, maybe Rand Paul can reassurge. Rand Paul would have been the presumptive nominee 6-8 months ago when he was in the lead for the year before that, if he would have acted more aggressive, what people want to see. But he doesn't really play politics. He's very dry. I don't want to say the Pauls are robotic because they're very, very principled, but they are very calm. I have a sense their blood pressure is pretty low. Mine's not. It's not high, but it's not really low. And people are in a trance. They've got to be shaken out of the trance. The reason they're into sports is it's all rah-rah. Well, our rah-rah instincts are not for sports, therefore getting involved in society, getting involved in our lives, getting excited about jobs we're doing. And you look at any spoiled, rotten kid, you know, they never want to work. They never want to do anything. And then soon they don't want to pick up the channel remote and hit the buttons. And they don't want to, you know, go get themselves, you know, food, or they don't want to dress themselves. That's what spoiled kids get like. And as a country, a lot of people have gotten like that. The politicians, the general public, you name it. And we put up with more and more until we wake up and where are we? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Max with his take or what he thought about it. I'm going to go to Liberty. I'm going to go to Denise and Damian and Luke on the thing we just talked about. So we'll just get your view on Clinton and Hillary and Ted Cruz and the rest of it. Because I know there were some good questions I would have should have got to about, you know, questions to Bob Barr about Ted Cruz. We'll probably find out what those questions are now, but I can probably tell you as much about Ted Cruz as Bob Barr can. Cruz, it's troubling that his wife was high-level Goldman Sachs. It's troubling he got loans from him. It's troubling that his wife was in the Council on Foreign Relations. But I know a lot of people that come on this show now and speak out against the New World Order that were in the CFR. The CFR is up to like 6,000 people now. It used to be just a couple thousand. But they've got regional boards now. There's a couple hundred on the actual steering committee and the different boards. That's three different groups. But that's the real CFR. Then there's all these little influence peddling deals that where they want to run the local governments, they want to run everything, and you know, people get a lot of business and a lot of contacts, obviously, out of being in the CFR. But it, you know, in a way, Goldman Sachs has its tentacles into everything, and it kind of gets to a point of an old meme about this show, where they go, "Alex Jones is owned by ABC News," because at that time, stations picked people up off of three satellites, Clear Channel, ABC News, and then one was called Jones. And so we would lease, you know, under federal law, there had to be lawsuits, not by us, but by others, decades ago, where they wouldn't lease people. Satellite town to be on radio, and there have been lawsuits. So you go and you pay them, you know, just like if you wanted to get syndicated, you'd call up and say, "I want to lease time, you know, on this satellite." They'll just lease it to you. People then say, "Well, Alex Jones, you know, he works for ABC News." You know, just bizarre stuff like that. So I don't want to go that far because Goldman Sachs is so big and say, "Well, that just means he's the devil." But there, his wife really was a high-level executive at Goldman. He really did do all those things. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy because at the state level and at the federal level, he's had good votes, a good background. He was involved in anti-communist activities when he was a teenager. I think his dad is a patriot. And I don't think Ted Cruz is a bad guy. I mean, we didn't know much about him back when he came out of the state And, you know, we first interviewed him like 6-7 years ago, and then suddenly he's U.S. Senator. Now he's the second, you know, place in the run for the Republican nomination. But now we've seen more of Ted Cruz, and I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a good guy. I mean, I admire Ted Cruz. So I'd be happy if he became president. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Fortunę tanto, Bogu podlewacki, raci pusto serwis. Fortunę amici, Bogu podlewacku, łącza i preferis.
Let the freedom to fail give you the hope to fight from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday worldwide broadcast. That's an interesting liner they came up with. I like it. But think about that. Let the freedom to fail be your hope to fight. We know where this is going brings us into enslavement. We know there are just amazing things going on all around us, some good, some bad. And we know, most importantly, that it's not just some foregone conclusion that we go into this corrupt, tyrannical world government. The very megabanks that run the planet are now setting up another engineered collapse to then demand, holding us ransom, even more power if we don't give them all these new regulatory systems and all these trillions and trillions in currencies. I'm going to go over news now. Some of it I mentioned, a lot of it I haven't gotten to. And then we had a phone glitch and lost the callers. I'm just going to get new calls on new subjects. The economy, how bad do you think the worldwide meltdown is going to be? What do you think of the Democratic debates last night? 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's really sickening to watch Bernie Sanders. It's truly nauseating to see him juxtaposed a weird communist who went to communist events and hangs out with weird third world dictators up there creepily, you know, calling for socialism. We know the hell it produces. And then not calling this crony capitalism, but demonizing wealth as a problem when he knows full well capitalist systems produce so much wealth and create such incredible, power. He doesn't criticize Walmart for running shady deals and having a plan to deindustrialize things and doing, you know, slave deals with China. He criticizes it because they made a bunch of money. And then you juxtapose it with Hillary claiming she's out fighting big banks. And, you know, she's the anti-establishment candidate when there's never been a candidate other than Obama who's been as establishment as Hillary. I mean, she is a thoroughbred of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. In fact, she's gotten more money, last article I saw a few months ago, than all the Republican candidates combined from Wall Street. And not from the general Wall Street that does a lot of great work, capitalizes this nation and the world, but the big mega brokerage firms that do the flash trading and run the scams and fix the markets. I mean, there's only five or six of these groups in North America and only a few others globally. They all operate globally. And man, they are above the law. They rig the stock market, the interest rates, everything. The currencies, gold and silver, it's all admitted. We used to fight and fight and fight 10 years ago to expose that everything was staged. We knew it was. We had whistleblowers on. I've had guests on who got killed after they exposed stuff on the stock market. You talk about scary. Now, things that people died for is just no big deal. Bernie Madoff stealing tens of billions of dollars. He got in trouble because he stole it from insiders with a scam even better than their scams. And so they burned him. And he was kind of the sacrifice that came out of 2008. He was low level. He stole billions. They steal trillions. He ran his own personal scam. But when Goldman Sachs does it, or J.P. Morgan does it, or Wells Fargo does it, it's okay. And now you've got the Royal Bank of Scotland saying, sell all your stocks, get out in the next month. You've got all these other top governmental institutions, exchequers, private treasuries, public treasuries. Why are they saying that? French president declares economic emergency. Associated Press. French President Hollande pledged today to redefine France's business model and declared what he called a state of economic and social emergency. So first, he drives the country into total bankruptcy the last 3 years with 101% taxation on the nouveau riche, to use a French word, the new rich. I mean, you're making 100,000 pounds a year, you pay like 80% tax. You're making 500,000 pounds a year, you pay 101%. But if you're a super elitist, you write the laws, you're tax exempt. Unveiling a 2 billion euro plan to revive hiring and catch up with the fast-moving world economy. That means give money to select corporations to hire people. That'll really save. But see, the 2 billion is nothing. It's the civil emergency allows him to operate however he wants. The measures he proposed, however, are relevant, relatively modest, and he said they would not put into question the 35-hour work week, which his country is under a state of emergency since extremist attacks in November. Yeah, notice they bring in the extremists, they attack, and then they declare no free speech, a civil emergency, and now there's an economic emergency. See, first they put the civil emergency in, then they take your money. And then it's the announcement of the economic emergency allows him to give money to whoever he wants, do whatever he wants, and but no, here's $2 billion, here's some chicken feed for you. She like runs up a $10,000 bill and gives the waiter $5 is basically what that is. Here's another report. The financial apocalypse accelerates as Middle East stocks crash to begin the week. Local officials say Walmart closures shocking and devastating. So if Walmart closing near your town is devastating, what does it say your town is? People that work in most of these little towns travel up to 50 miles a day to go find work. Then they come back and, like the company store, give everything to Walmart. Now, there's all these dead, empty towns. And part of that's folks moving into the cities. Part of that is those populations getting old. But Walmart was there to take advantage of all that. And you look at the Walmartians when you're out in the country waddling in. I mean, I got to tell you, and I'm going to be honest, I've lost 60-plus pounds. I need to go take another photo today with my shirt off just for the products because it's astounding. I have a hat that's like, you know, 4X, 5X. I mean, I think there's only like one or two head sizes bigger than mine. I've rarely seen people that have bigger head than mine. So it creates a optical illusion on television, not so much fat, but just I have this big head. I have a huge skull. In fact, my dad's a dentist, and he says it's one of the widest mandibles he's ever seen. But the point is, I have a bulldog head, literally. That's what George Norrie calls me, the bulldog, because in person you can see it. And I have big, big, big shoulders, too. But so it offsets just how big the head is. But, man, I'm telling you, I now have six-pack. I don't even have to suck in my stomach. And I have a big torso, but when I'm sitting down, how did I get off into this story? Oh, I was talking about Walmartians. You go in Walmart, you go in places, and the people are shuffling around, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. If they're not obese, they have like green, blue skin with zits all over them, old, young, eczema skin falling off. Everyone looks dead like zombies. I mean, just everywhere I go, Americans look like hell. And the numbers show it. And so I'm not up here bashing anybody. It's the culture. It's the food. It's the fluoride. But it's the TV. It's TV sickness. You've got all these people on average now getting about 10 hours of screen time that brain damages you. But I mean, they're never awake and they don't exercise. And if we want to defeat the globalists, we really have to get away from the television. People always comment, well, why are you on it then? That's like saying, if I'm in a fight, why am I on the, you know, if you're against being a gladiator, why are you in the arena? Because they threw me in the arena. I mean, I don't want this to be the system, but this is. And, you know, they admit radio is something that's healthy for the mind because you listen to it and it makes you image what is being said and causes new neural pathways to form. Reading does the same thing. They're both very good. Just look up studies. Listening to radio, good for your brain. Reading, good for your brain. Study. TV, bad for your brain, because you don't have to do anything. It's already done. You're just receiving, not constructing. Gray matter, too much screen time damages brain. Now, that's a whitewash. That's Psychology Today. And look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not up here telling you I'm smart and I'm your guru. I'm saying stuff you know. Don't let your kids watch television. Don't let them have computers. I get it. You can go watch your show. They can watch their show. It's fun. It's easy to do. Make sure it's Nova. Make sure it's a World War II documentary. Make sure it's not these modern sitcoms and dramas that are meant to take your kids away from you, scramble their brains, and turn them into mental patients who don't have good logic and just make jokes at everything. It's psychological warfare. And I'm digressing. It's just that the world is so incredible. Incredible things are happening right now, and they want to permanently wire your brains where you have no attention span and can't even be communicated with. And I do want to go out with a video camera and show people at a swimming pool at Barton Springs, show people walking down the street, show people at different events, and then you see the fitness people. And the health people, they're just glowing and look healthy and look great. And then you see everybody else, and they look like they've been run over by a truck. And that shows you what the system will do, what it's feeding you, what it's showing you. And let me tell you, I talk to these fitness people. They might watch a football game once a week. They might go see a movie at night. It's not bad to watch a few TV shows, in my view, to go see a movie. But obviously, if you're doing it 10 hours a day, if you got to be on screens a couple hours a day at work, do that. And then don't watch television at night. Or be aware of what you're doing, because it screws your brain up. Read a book. And look, I'm saying this to myself. We're all in this together. And I'm telling you, in 5 years trying to get healthy, I've lost 60-plus pounds. I feel better. I feel like I'm 20 years old. And everybody can do it. You don't have to do it overnight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell.
Not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. but somehow they just don't end up as mine.
It's death-defying.
It's a death-defying.
We're going to go to David, Denise, Darren, Joe, Max, start of the next segment.
For a living in the movies and TV.
And we are going to go over more news after they leave us. But let me right now get back into more of the news. Finishing up with the whole financial situation. Again, I want to repeat this. And I know you know this. We got to get this talking point out to everybody. The same people that ran the 29 collapse, that ran the other major collapses, this was admitted in congressional hearings, stood to gain and engineered and triggered 2007-2008. Because they set the bubbles in motion, then they decide when to implode them. It's institutionalized insider trading, which again is admitted. And flash trash trading and micro trades and all of it. It's just a total scam. Derivatives, credit default swaps. And so now we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average down another 390 points today, down to 15,988. And they can keep putting derivatives into it. They can keep putting dollars into it as long as they wanted to. They decided to go ahead and raise interest rates, which signaled this. They're riding the artificial system. And they are going to control the next consolidation and the next bailout. And it'll be like Groundhog Day, but worse. And then it'll happen again in 5-10 years. And then again, and again, and again, and again, until we are homeless. That's the goal, bankrupt the general public, because the elites are basically exempt from the regulations and taxes they foist on us. And until people like Hollande of France and the EU bureaucrats aren't tax exempt like the other establishment people, until that happens, they're going to destroy us. This is modern warfare. This is how they capture us. And then they bring in the jihadis, and Obama takes our liberties. They bring in the jihadis, and they declare a civil emergency, martial law in Europe, and now they've declared financial emergency. See how they do that? And they arrest filmmakers in America. Like the guy that made a film about Muhammad and that whole fake thing, and blaming Benghazi on it. Arrested him. He spent a year in jail. David Knight, Ja'Kari Jackson's hosting, is going to be covering it next hour. I always mess up his host in the fourth hour because I don't get a sheet to letter like, David Knight is. No, dude, Ja'Kari. It'll be great. It'll be Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight hosting that. And they say it was a great movie, 13 hours. I talked to Shane, who went to it with Tim Kennedy. I wish I would have gone. I was busy, but I do want to go see it. And they said from what they know, it's pretty accurate. And that's what our crew has said about it, basically saying there was a government-ordered stand-down, which we know at least for 8 hours, but the whole thing took 13. I mean, you really believe they stood down while the U.S. ambassador's under attack for 8 hours? I mean, of course they've been proven to be lying academically, but it just shows how crazy it is. And getting back to what I was covering with the financials, the problem is they've been securing themselves. The elite have been digging in. While telling us everything's okay and getting themselves positioned. And then I see articles like this one. El Chapo, lawyers say he can't get a fair trial in the U.S. because of Donald Trump saying he's a criminal. What a stupid way to defend El Chapo, Huffington Post. How about the fact that his number two admitted 4 years ago in a federal hearing in Chicago, it was in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times, we did reports on it at the time and wrote articles, you can pull them up. It was even in Business Insider, Associated Press, that, hey, I'm CIA. We bring it in for the U.S. government. They've turned against us. I need to go in a secret hearing. And the judge released him and said, yeah, he's CIA. Sinaloa and El Chapo have been allowed to operate for 20-something years, really 30, but as the El Jefe for 20, because they had a deal with the U.S. government and other Western governments and big banks, just like Manuel Noriega had, just like Pepe Escobar had. And what they do is, down the road, these guys always get too big for their britches. Kind of like Richard Nixon got too big and thought he was really president, and that's why they had an inside coup against him. They shot Ronald Reagan when he thought he was president, was going to get rid of the IRS. I mean, to their credit, of course, I'm not comparing Ronald Reagan people to El Chapo. What I'm getting is, this is all a joke. You can't put El Chapo in jail. when he's just a CIA kingpin, a front man. I mean, he's a lot bigger, but he's in the same ballpark as Freeway Rick Ross. You know, the real Rick Ross, the $25 million a day cocaine dealer for the CIA, not the fat jail guard that runs around masquerading as him and then puts down the real Rick Ross. Because the body snatcher always puts down the real person. The pod always puts down the real person.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go through your phone calls, and then I'm going to go through the science and tech news, the economy news, the politics news, the election news. But I just hit the El Chapo stack. Let me just give you an example of what's in this one stack. And I've got like 11, 12 stacks here. El Chapo lawyers say he can't get a fair trial in the U.S. because of Donald Trump. Linda Tripp, Bill had affairs with thousands of women. And then she goes into all the other rapes. Bernie Sanders, radical pest of the Vermont firebrand, started wearing a suit and gave up on taking over big companies. And then it just goes through all the stuff he did. U.S. and Iraq search for Americans kidnapped in Baghdad. Poll, majority of Americans support marijuana legalization. That ties into the El Chapo thing. I'm not for the drug culture. I don't like it. But making it illegal makes the drugs dirty, makes it really profitable. creates crime waves of people out robbing and stealing and selling their bodies to get the drugs. The drug war only makes it worse for us, better for the big banks that launder the money. And they've used it to corrupt the police. It goes on and on and on. I want to get into report risk of nuclear weapons being stolen up. I want to get into harshest Arctic air of the season to grip Midwestern Eastern U.S. And then Hillary, when it got really cold again a few weeks ago, came out and said, this is global warming. And I've got all these clips of Bernie Sanders. Climate change is that. Climate change is absolutely real. Okay? I know I talk like a Muppet, but it's real. Do something now to save the Earth. We have to do this now. There's no more these big Walmart people and the oil companies lie all day, but they know the Earth is dying. It's not genetic engineering. It's not overfishing. It's not secret weapons that endanger us. It's carbon dioxide plants breathe. Is that clear? Meanwhile, the big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all of them, are financing carbon taxes as the jewel in the crown of world government to not just tax, but to selectively tax all human activity and to be able to label any other activity they don't want as evil. They're like, we may have to cut down trees by the millions. They're producing carbon dioxide. That's Smithsonian, Associated Press. Now the trees are evil. You're like, that sounds crazy. Why would they say they're not crazy? They want to ask for the moon. Because when you ask for the moon, you tend to get the moon. They're demanding. They've got us paying for millions of sex changes a year. But they will take a house from an old lady who has a heart attack claiming she owes $5,000 to the IRS. They're bloodthirsty scum. They give you the right to have your genitals cut off, but they don't give you the right to not have the NSA spying on you. They give you the right to eat GMO food that'll kill you deader than a hammer. But they'll make sure Seattle bans brown bags because they're racist. They give you faux mentally ill rights and take your real rights away. Now, I'm going to go to your calls. First off, this is a big success, and I can't wait to see the reviews come in, because when they got ready for this and sent us the prototype 6 months ago, we only had one of these, so one of our camera folks took it home, used it, loved it, loved the how fast the water came out. We have the side-by-side studies of how it purifies and cuts all these hundreds of toxins out of your water. I mean, a lot of these shower filters just take out a little bit of the stuff, reduce it some, you know, make it have a better smell. It's still good. You know, they're charcoal-based. Not this. This has four filters in it and is a game-changer. And I'm really proud of ProPure and what they've developed. Best filters, period, when it comes to shower filters. And they're available at InfoWarsStore.com in the water filtration section. We have four different brands there. They're all excellent for the prices. They're all comparable. Some are better at flow rate. Some are better at taking this out, but not at that. The point is it all reduces it or takes it out. Hundreds of things it takes out. Hundreds of things it reduces down to less than 1%. That's a big deal. And it's very hard to get things like fluoride and glyphosates out. They're ubiquitous. And this brings it down to basically non-detectable levels. So proud of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, ProPure, ProMax. And, you know, I'm going to put the water filters in the InfoWars Life section, I think, too, not just in the main section, because this is comparable to a nutraceutical. This is just as important as taking X2 or Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Lung Cleanse, and all the other great products, because it's that amazing. We are also ending a special today, but you can get 10% off of promo code WATER on these great new shower filter systems. And I finally put them in last weekend because we just got a big shipment of them in last week. And they are so amazing. It works as good as the old shower head I had in there that only reduced stuff and wasn't as good. And it's a little bit less expensive. And we still sell those as well. I mean, something's better than nothing. Before, the very best thing you could get, unless it was a whole house system, only reduced stuff. And the other ones didn't have a good enough flow rate. This has great flow rate and massively cuts it out, or on some pathogens reduces it. But finally, we have a special ending today. It will end today. I promise it will be done today. Sometimes I use folks being behind schedule, being so busy, just a way to keep a sale going. They haven't. I said, has that been taken down yet? It's supposed to be taken down this weekend. No, it hadn't. Fine, take it down tonight. And that is the 50% off colloidal silver when you get a bottle of X2, 50% off on Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. And then we had to end the 30% off or 40% off, depending on which item, on the InfoWars Select Herbal Food. But it's still the lowest price out there, even without the discount. So check that out at InfoWarsStore.com as well today. And it does end today. Speaking of today, it will be gone tomorrow. 6 months free when you sign up for a year. The next best thing is to sign up for $5.95 and go month to month after tomorrow. But we only do this in the part of December and January every year, usually 5 months free. It's 6 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. 20 people can use each membership. Thank you for your support. And finally, support our local sponsors on the local stations. Support the national sponsors as well. But and support those local affiliates by spreading the word or becoming a sponsor. And by letting those stations know that you're supporting the sponsors. Or send the stations $100. I'm serious. You don't know how they're trying to bankrupt talk radio. You don't know how the big insiders are coming in with these institutional media packages for hospital groups and you know, so much more. Or even government-paid PR. You're supposed to just run public interest type stuff as part of your FCC license. Well, a lot of them now are government paid where they can't survive on advertising. So the government comes along and says, oh, we've got some PSAs and things that are funded. But by the way, we want Alex Jones off air. I'd never followed the LCRA back in like 1996, 97. And then I got called in by the new general manager and he said, have you been talking about the LCRA? I go, you mean the Lower Colorado River Authority? That was set up by LBJ, famously corrupt and stuff, and it's had a lot of scandals before and since then. But I said, I haven't really talked about them. Because you talk about land grabbing. You talk about SOS, Save Our Springs, really taking these hundreds of thousands of acres and building houses on it later. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, if you want your job, keep your mouth shut about it. And about a month later, he calls me back in. And he goes, don't talk about Bill Clinton either. And I said, I've got top ratings on the station. You pay Howard Stern to be on, and I've got the same ratings as he does at night. I mean, I have like three times the ratings of your number one sports show on during drive time afternoon. And he said, listen, you're going to start doing more entertainment, and you are going to leave the system alone, or you're not going to be on the air. And I said, I don't understand. I said, I do politics. Because you do conspiracy theories. Now get out of my damn office. Because I guess when people feel bad about firing you and selling out or whatever, I guess they have to then make it like you're the bad guy. And then about a month later, I walk in with the BBC who was following me around for a documentary. And I become a salesman, and I was bringing in all this money. And the sponsors all loved me. And they didn't care. He walks in the hall, and he goes, Alex, you're fired. Get your bleep out of here. He was just getting off on firing me like some bad guy out of a movie. And I said, well, I got to get my microphone and equipment out of the production studio because, they were so cheap and stuff, that they were always busy on the equipment they had. That it was a big talk station. I had my own equipment, DAT recorder and stuff like that and microphone. And I just said, he goes, you're out of show business. And I looked at him and I said, I was never in show business. I said, I'm here just trying to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And he goes, he got in my face. He goes, get out of here right now. Like he wanted to fight me. And they let that guy go a few months later and changed the format. And then he basically was washed up, I read. And the other program director who'd never been a program director and got off on calling in and treating me like crap, he's nowhere. But I don't mean to digress onto all that. It's just these are the type of people that would sell, in my opinion, top folks are in the government. Those folks are much worse than these people. They would sell their mother out for a stick of bubblegum, as my grandfather used to say. They just are bootlickers. And a nation of bootlickers will be slaves. It's really that simple. And so I was just talking about our stations there. That's how I went off on that memory lane. That the good stations picking us up in many cases, are turning down lots of money to take me off the air. They're turning down all sorts of stuff, all sorts of pressure, all sorts of dirty tricks, all sorts of stuff happening to try to get us off stations. And the opposite's happening. We're getting more affiliates, more stations. But, folks, you better appreciate the stations that pick up this broadcast. You better know that you shouldn't take it for granted. And put a sign on your barn. Pay for a billboard if you got the money, especially folks that have means. Keeping your head down might have gotten you along before this. It won't now. This is a time of great upheaval. So choose a side, as Christ said. Denise in Texas, thank you for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You know, I've got stock, and if there's coyotes howling near my door and I don't pick up something to fight off a round or two, it's my fault if they get taken out. And so I think with Obama and Benghazi, it's very clearly sedition where he incited to violence.
Well, I mean, they had al-Qaeda running the security in Benghazi. They were running the attacks on the rest of the country out of there. They wanted to get the weapons, and we're not sure, but we know the Turkish ambassador showed up. They were told they were getting the weapons. When they didn't, they showed up and took the weapons. And so they were transferred to al-Qaeda, and now that's all come out. And so next hour, one of many things Jakari Jackson is going to be breaking down is his review of 13 Hours, which I'm very pleased to hear is pretty accurate and admits that there was a major stand down. The CIA is upset about it. So that's another great sign the globalists aren't in full control if more of us just stop going along. So much of this tyranny counts on us acquiescing and just doing what we're told. Well, no, we're a free country, and we're not going to just do what we're told anymore when it's flagrantly corrupt. Go ahead.
You know, our weapons, anything that goes out of our country, somebody in the State Department has to put an okay stamp on it. And somebody's got to keep track of what gets shipped where. And if Obama wants to put any kind of tags or locks on our guns, I'd like to know first, where did all those weapons go? That would be number two on my list, aiding and abetting the enemy.
Absolutely, he's got to be impeached. There was a stand-down order because those Navy SEALs, CIA commandos, former Navy SEALs to be technical, sacrificed their lives to try to defend those people. It held it up 8 more hours, and then the whole world could just sit there and watch the stand-down like drying molasses. It just, like flypaper. It just didn't dry. It just sat there. Everybody could see it in slow motion. And then see Hillary sit up there and say, I didn't know anything went on. Thank you, Denise. Darren in New Jersey. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
I just want to ask you a question about these 10 sailors that were captured by Iran. They got two heavily armed PT boats were captured by, I look like, two 28-foot Boston whalers.
Sure, last
why
week, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The sailors were heavily armed. How would they let these boats come up on them in the first place and let them take them in the second place?
Well, I don't claim to be a Navy man, but I do know a little bit about the procedures and things. That's a question I should open up in the phones maybe next hour if they have some time. Throw out the question because they're talking about the 13 Hours movie. Well, what about what just happened last week? They admittedly sent those boats up past the line into their waters. The question is, they were only reportedly, just a few hundred yards in. Why didn't they motorboat out of there? As you said, they had a lot faster boats. And those little commando boats. And why did they not resist? They were, Dick Cheney, it came out with Cy Hirsch, wanted to false flag Iran and send in Navy SEALs and then have attack the ship and blame it on Iran. I don't know if that happened here, but the whole thing stinks to high heaven. I'm just glad the Iranians released them very quickly. The U.S. military said the Americans were intercepted after the diesel engine in one of their boats developed a mechanical problem. That's one reason they couldn't run off, although it was unclear if the crew was aware of their precise location. The U.S. sailors were aboard the patrol boat. So there's your answer. One was in there probably to tow it out. So that new info has come out. I'm just glad this wasn't used as a larger provocation. What do you think is going on here? Just a mistake, or do you think it's something else?
To tell you the truth, it's not a mistake. How could they not know where they are? First of all, with all the equipment they have. And secondly, how would they let these people board their ship? I mean, it's the strongest Navy in the world, and they let a couple of...
Well, that's another question. I mean, when you're in somebody else's waters and big ships pull up with guns on you, I mean, were they under orders to fight back against the Iranians?
Yeah, I think they were on their order to stand down and be captured for some reason, but I can't figure out why.
Well, here's the problem. We know there's been so much dirty pool going on that you have to just assume dirty stuff's going on nowadays. I appreciate your call. Good points. You know, I followed that some last week as it unfolded, but they weren't releasing info for 2 days. What happened, like last Thursday, last Wednesday? And then for like 2 days, they wouldn't say anything, and then they released them. I think it was Friday, and thank God. That's a whole other subject. I don't want war with Iran. I'm not anti-Iran. I'm not anti any of these countries, but I am against the mullahs oppressing their people. I am against the Saudi Arabian leadership is even worse. And we know they staged the whole arms for hostages situation with Iran-Contra back in 1980. And we know the Iranians have been involved in a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And I'll be honest with you, even top people I talk to don't know who the U.S. is really backing, the Sunnis or the Shiites in the Civil War. And the answer is they're not backing either side. It's just a big destabilization campaign. And a sick person can say, good, let the Muslims kill each other. Okay, well, get past Machiavelli. They're letting the blowback come here to then take our freedoms on the backs of the jihadists attacking us. So you going to put up with that?
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey,
Come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on.
If we fight back, if we speak up, if we say we won't submit, there's no way the globalists can win, but they need our compliance. The enemy's now out in the open. Our job's pretty easy if we take action and have faith. Believe me, these globalists are mortal, and there's a God above. Look at the new story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kit Daniels, you can't make this stuff up. The Bill of Rights birthplace was demolished. He says partially demolished. There's a photo. They basically knocked half the building down, serving as a microcosm, or I'd say an omen, or as a symbol, or as a, what's the right word for something when it just perfectly fits? Apropos? There's one even better. Poignant? Eerily poignant? Serving as a eerily poignant microcosm, I've added, of the Obama administration, a real estate developer partially demolished the reputed. Well, there's no debating it. I just love how they're so into facts. My writers just over fact stuff. No, that's the famous tavern. Birthplace of the Bill of Rights. The developer, Triple Crown Corps, secured a permit to demolish a two-story building formerly known as the James Bell Tavern in Silver Spring Township, Pennsylvania. But by the time the third of the building was destroyed, the city stopped the demolition because officials realized the Bill of Rights was conceived at the tavern in a 1788 meeting. and you'd think it'd be a tourist attraction, but people don't care. Now, if it was a tourist attraction to worship, you know, Kanye West, Kyan's wife's behind or something, I mean, then they would all absolutely love it. I'm going to take your phone calls, a few of them right now. There's a new Mark Dice video out. It's up on Infowars.com. Hillary supporters sign a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights for Hillary. It's in a Don Salazar article, Infowars.com. Somebody needs to send it to Drudge. So, you know, he's also gone out and asked them, will you put gun owners in FEMA camps? And he goes, forced labor. And they're like, yes. And the guy's like, I'm sick of them. Let's arrest them. These are well-spoken people that want to arrest those. See, these are freaks, folks. You know, Handgun Control Incorporated, Bob Barr reminded me, opposed retired police officers with good records, honorably discharged, honorably retired, from being able to have concealed carry across state lines. I mean, they don't even want retired cops to have guns, folks. These are freaks. They're rich people with their bodyguards and their private jets, and they don't like us being able to protect ourselves. I'll play some of that coming up when Jakari Jackson takes over. David in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, you have to get rid of the guns if they're going to do what they want to do here. But anyways, I'm calling you today from UN Region 2. And I heard a little while ago you were talking about the impeachment of Obama. And I'm thinking that I don't really think it's an Obama thing. I think it's not even a Democrat or a Republican thing.
Obviously, it's bigger than him, but we have to start prosecuting some of their front people.
Right. I get that, but
it's like if you're in a foxhole, the soldier's climbing in it with a bayonet. You know, sure, you'd rather be able to remove Hitler from office if you're in World War II, Battle of the Bulge, but you got to deal with what's coming at you with a bayonet.
That's true. I've been reading the UN manuals, Agenda 2030, and the way they talk in there, the language of that.
Oh, yeah, I should do more on 2030. We've been reporting on, now it's on Agenda 21. Now they have 2030, the next phase of their evil. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and they're the wording of it, they're actually referring to the United States and other countries as their countries with their people. They already consider this done.
Yes. We'll be back, folks. Fourth hour, Infowars.com/show.
This is GCN.
It's an epic battle. Be part of it.
Communications Radio Network.